What if I told you that the answer to some of your most pressing questions as a marketer or leader is a really good story? My name is Kelly Parker, and after spending over a decade bringing stories to life as a speaker, writer, and corporate marketer, I'm here to show you the easy way to create your own stories that connect, break through the clutter, and bring in cold, hard cash. Right here on Business Storytelling Made Easy. Hey, welcome back to the show. This is Business Storytelling Made Easy, and it has been a while. I know that, but I'm back, and I want to share a conversation with you that I had with Ariel Belgrave, who is an amazing, amazing woman. And if you don't know who she is, I'm excited to be able to introduce her to you. She is an award-winning women's health and fitness expert and employee well-being consultant. She's the CEO of her wellness company, Gym Hookie, and what she's done is fused her HR professional background with her health expertise to create engaging wellness programs, trainings, and experiences for her clients and those that follow her. One thing about her, she has an engaging, energizing personality that has really fueled her with the opportunity to partner with Fortune 100 companies and influence health programs at top colleges. And she's received top recognition from major outlets such as the Today Show, NBC, Women's Health Magazine, Shape, Elle, Glamour, Refinery 29, Pop Sugar, Entrepreneur, and Huffington Post, just to name a few. She is also an advisor for Women's Health Magazine, an Under Armour ambassador, and the lead trainer for Dwayne The Rock Johnson's fitness brand, Project Rock. And we just had a really good conversation around her entrepreneurship journey, how her ability and willingness to tell her story has propelled her forward. So without further ado, here's my chat with Ariel. Ari, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm excited for this conversation.
I'm excited too. Like you, one thing about you is you bring beautiful energy wherever you go. So I'm excited to share space with you. Like I already know what's getting ready to happen. So,
and thank you for creating this space. I think the conversations that you're having with guests around here are very meaningful. So, and I know you're a storytelling boss over here. So I'm excited to get into it.
Thank you. So for those of us who don't know, please let us know who you are and what you do.
Yes. Hi, everyone. So my name is Ariel Belgrave. People call me Ari. And I'd like to say I'm a Jane of several trades in the fitness and wellness space. So some may know me as Gym Hookie on Instagram, where I am known for empowering women to unapologetically take the best care of themselves and perform their best. I also work with some of the most innovative companies to make sure that they are building structure for a culture of wellness within their organizations or their communities. That's something near and dear to me. I am an Under Armour athlete. I'm on the board of the Women's Health Mag. I am a women's health advocate. I feel like there's so many different things to me, but ultimately known for just showing up in spaces and preaching the wellness gospel.
I love it. The wellness gospel. You listen, you better talk about it. So that's what you do. But What is your story?
Ooh, okay. So I like to describe my story as me turning a pain into a purpose. So what's worth sharing is my background is being an athlete. I played rugby in college. And what was tough for me was when I made that transition, as I'd say it's the case for a lot of athletes who may not have the same routine, having someone who's telling them how to take care of yourself in order to be able to perform your best. So I actually transitioned out of school to investment banking, where 80 hours a week was a norm for me. And I wasn't only losing myself physically, it was also mentally, where I'm like, okay, you know, when you're just getting started out, in my case, being a young Black woman in a predominantly white male space, I'm like, I can't show that I'm weak. I just got to keep showing up. If everyone is working these hours, I got to work these hours too. And I got to a place where I'm like, A, I burnt out. B, I lost a sense of who I was and how I looked and my confidence in my body. And I'm like, you know what? I can't come up with any excuse, because in order for me to perform my best at work, I actually do have to show up for myself. Now, this is a younger version, Ari, who's, I'd say, is still a very different version today. Back then, it was more like, listen, I'm trying to secure this bag and I can't be dealing with no brain fog. This ain't it.
Right.
For me. So I started my own routine of working out from home, where I'm like, okay, you know what? Before I head to the office, I am going to commit, no matter what, to at least getting 15 to 20 minutes in of movement. If it's strength training, if it's going for a run, if it's doing yoga, something. And those 15 to 20 minutes changed the game for me entirely. So much so that other people noticed it. And I had transitioned into the human resources space. I was working with a lot of women who saw the transition for me, especially the physical is what comes first, right? And I'm like, oh, wow, I would love to be your gym partner. And I'm like, actually, I don't go to the gym. I just work out from home. I have the basic equipment. So because I didn't have enough time to even engage in that way, because I was trying to hang on to my 15, 20 minutes, I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to create this Tumblr account and I will share the workouts that I do daily. I'll share any videos or any guidance or anything I do so you all can follow it. I ended up creating a whole movement around it. I quickly realized there were a lot of women who were on their grind, driven, ambitious, and struggled to take care of themselves. Oftentimes, we believe we have to choose one or the other. So this Tumblr turned into me creating a name called Gym Hookie, which 2015, I launched on Instagram, and it was a positive movement around skipping the gym. And that's where literally it all started, where it's like, we don't go to the gym. We work it at home and we work out for 15, 20 minutes and I feel good. I feel great. And everything I'd say flourished from there. I was side hustling. So I side hustled for 5 years before going all in 3 years ago. So it was a case where I built a lot. And I know we're probably going to get into, you know, the community building and building trust and all that, but that was a big part. My story absolutely was the reason why my brand exists today.
Wow. Well, first of all, congratulations. I mean, it's inspiring to hear, and it's also inspiring to see. Mm-hmm. You know, you're speaking about your first initial transformation, but you are still transforming, as we all are, you know?
Right.
And it's inspiring to still be able to follow you on that journey. So I send hats off to you. But I want to just piggyback on what you just said. So you talked about story being paramount and being able to build your community and build trust. Can you talk about how you kind of engineered that environment?
Yeah. So I think the irony, what I didn't mention is what I did full time. So part of my job when I worked in finance and then transitioned over to tech was creating environments where employees felt like they belonged. So this was employee experience, employee engagement. So what was crazy, and I feel like I didn't think of it until I became a full-time entrepreneur, is how I was naturally able to use some of my core powers into building a brand as a side hustle. So what I was naturally doing, and I think it made it so much easier, where it was like, hey, I'm inviting you into this space and creating this space of vulnerability. And what happened as a result of that were people like, wow, I'm not alone. And there was a relatability. There was a lot of trust built. So that's ultimately what it was for me. So I mentioned I started Instagram in 2015. And a lot of my stories, it was me literally giving you a lens in my life. And the message was absolutely, if I can do it, you can too. Anyone who worked with me, and whether it was investment banking or working in tech, I always got feedback that you're inspiring because I know what you're doing on the day to day. And I really feel like I don't have any excuse because you work really hard, right? In a full-time job. So knowing that you're doing this on the side and providing these resources and inspiration is wild. And I feel like I no longer have an excuse. So I let people into that space. If I was struggling and if I was stressed out, I would be sharing what those things were. I also made it my business to make sure I got certified in these things, right? Because that's another component of building trust. So getting certified as a trainer, a nutrition coach, stress management specialist, because these are all the things that I knew that I wanted to talk about to my audience who are predominantly women who were very busy. And yeah, that was how I'd say I built a lot of trust, was just through my own story. And I think what I really love about my brand is that it evolves as my life evolves. And I don't ever feel like I have to shut it down or there's this whole 360 approach I need to do. It's because literally I'm leading people along the way. And while my life may look different, the conversation is always similar, right? So working in banking, that's what it was. When I worked in tech, that's what it was. When I went all full in on entrepreneurship, it still continued, but a different lens. And I think I've just been able to continue to show up in that way.
Oh, I love that. I feel like that's so empowering because as people, you know, whether we work at someone else's company, we work at our own, just as human beings, we go through different seasons. You know, we have pivots. And sometimes I run into folks who feel a little weird about that. Like, well, how do I weave this into my story? I was talking about this and now I'm, you know, kind of going down a different path. Now what? And I'm always like, well, talk about it. Cause that's, you're allowed. You're allowed to have a shift. You're allowed to be a little different today than when you were yesterday. And I think that, you know, that can be relatable because we all know that experience. Mm-hmm. So interesting. The day before yesterday, I was doing a workshop and we were talking about, well, I told one of my jokes. It's not really a joke. it's just like a little riddle. See, my husband doesn't think that I'm funny. He's wrong. But he is adamant that I'm not funny. But anyway, this is like one of my little like riddles I like to throw out there. So I always ask, you know, what do you call a story that does not have a challenge or a conflict? Mm. And normally I just say my answer, but I was like, hop in the chat. Tell me, what do you call a story that has no challenge, no struggle, no nothing? And some people had my answer, which was boring. That's my, what I, you know, I like to go
that. You know what went to my head, but I was like, probably not it. I was like, a boring. I'm corny. So.
So some people said boring, but there was another theme that popped up with several people, and it was fabricated and unrelatable. And I was like, I never thought of it that way. But there's something about a story. There's something about when we put a version of ourselves up where every day, everything is fine. Every day we're feeling good. There's a part of that that's not relatable to us because we know that's not our experience. So I think part of you being able to build that connection is you were able to pull that wall down and be like, I'm just like you. I have ups, I have downs, I have everything in the middle, and people can feel at home with that because it feels real.
Mm. And you know what I want to share? I want to share my transition into going full time, because this was something, you know, I mentioned 5 years I was side hustling. And I think for me, I wasn't as strategic when it came to like, how am I going to make all the money? I was literally focused on building community and wanted to make sure women felt the love, whether it was through my Instagram, whether it was through in-person events, whether it was in their email inbox. And what I will say is sometimes we lose sight of how the build can lead to greater things. And what I often say is you have to practice before you play. Now, did I have any game plan of wanting to become an entrepreneur or thought or aspirations? I'll be the first to be like, nope, that wasn't in my cards, but it was clearly in God's.
Right.
he made sure that was the direction. And I mentioned this because my transition, so my last day at the tech company, I could say it, I worked at Meta. My last day was the first day of shelter in place. Now, couldn't have planned for it. I literally gave 1 month notice before that. And I absolutely worked in an environment where I was so supportive. So I was literally living this double life working at Meta, where like I'm passing by the kitchens or at meetings and like my coworkers excited to tell me they worked out or ate healthy today. Or so my life was definitely all together in this space. And when I decided to make that transition, again, couldn't plan for it. My brand and all the storytelling I did and being very clear on how I show up for people and what's important to me and what my values were, it took off. Because during the pandemic, a lot of people needed to do home workouts, right? So that's what I built my brand around was, we don't go to the gyms, we're working out at home, or we're learning how to live healthy beyond the gym. And literally once the pandemic hit, I thought I was going to be chilling for a few months before I like go all in on this entrepreneurship thing. It got through the grapevine that I had made the transition, and I got a lot of support and a lot of clients through it. So I want to share that with anyone who may feel like it's not working out the way that it needs to. And sometimes, yes, it's good to have a plan. Others, and I think it was different because I had a full-time job, right? So I was less caught up in needing to secure the bags and more about building my brand and just showing up for people, because that was fulfilling for me. It wasn't draining at all. It energized me. But I didn't think it would be where it was today. And it was storytelling.
Storytelling. Man, that is so beautiful. Like, you, because you already had your story dialed in and you'd already been doing the work, you were already positioned for the opportunity. The other thing I'm taking away too, though, is sometimes we're so focused on that end result, like I have to make this amount of money, or I have to get this position, or whatever it is. But you being able to focus on community, you being able to focus on showing up authentically, is really what led you to that end result, not necessarily just focusing on that end result. So,
yeah. Wow. Yeah. And by the time I was ready to actually put a product out into the world, like I knew that when I, that was a part of the transition where it's like, okay, you're side hustling, you're taking on, I was doing one-on-one clients, and my wait list had far surpassed what I could handle. And if there's anything I get in my feels about, is anyone waiting to start their wellness journey. I'm like, I don't want anyone waiting for me. When it's top of mind, it's important to address it when it's very important to you in that moment. And I just didn't like the idea of anyone waiting around. So I was like, okay, you know what? I need to create a program where I'm able to do group coaching style, where it's happening regularly. When you feel that sense of inspiration or that moment where you're like, it's time for a change, you know where to go, you can join us. And it was definitely a case where building the trust got me sales, right? So by then I had, but the, once the product existed, I already knew I had demand. And that naturally worked out with me because of that.
Yes, I love it. Listen, you giving us the blueprint, the gems, or whatever the people are saying. You giving us all the things today, and I'm here for it.
Of course.
So when it comes to, you know, the more high visibility opportunities that a lot of us are looking toward, like, you know, you're an Under Armour partner and being on Good Morning America, you know, things like that. How do you feel like your story positioned you to be ready for opportunities like that?
Oh, it is being very clear on who you serve and how you serve them. In both cases that you just listed, it was a case where it was my goals and my audience and what I am passionate about solving were in alignment with those brands. So using Under Armour, for example, I've actually been an Under Armour athlete since 2018. So if you do the math, yes, I was still working full time, and they were less caught up in me working full time and more of like, your voice, your brand, we are trying to get in front of more women and make them know that wearing our clothing is not just for the super athlete. It is for the everyday woman. And at that time, they were looking to bring on, there was about 6 women in the States who were more lifestyle fitness professional. So we had Neem, who was high intensity strength training. There was SoulCycle, kickboxing, running, you name it. And the conversation that I had in those, in the initial conversations on possible partnership, was literally around them knowing the end to end of my brand. My Instagram was my resume. I didn't even need to pitch per se. They came to me knowing what they needed, what they saw, how I spoke to my audience. I'm known for being very positive and nurturing, but then also I'm the tough girl. I'm a tough girl when it comes to fitness. And that was in alignment with their brand. When it came to Good Morning America, I literally built a brand where I'm always talking about the things you could do outside of the gym in between. So it was National Walking Month, and you never know who is watching, who will be willing to support you. But when I got that call, it was like, hey, we would love for you to be able to speak about this walking segment and take us through how we can prepare for it and just words of encouragement to the viewers. That was solely based on my brand. And I was very clear-coded as I serve. Actually, when you watch Good Morning America, Rob, there was a whole moment where they loved the name Jim Hookie. They're like, wow, that's so cool. Like, you know, and I'm like, oh, because the crazy part is Jim Hookie was actually supposed to be a very temporary name. I'm like, I gotta start this Instagram. I know Jim Hookie sounds whack, but like, I just gotta start it and I'll change it after. There was zero plans of keeping it. And 8 years later.
Oh my gosh. I mean, the lessons. I mean, when is your book coming out, child? That's all I want to know. But I don't want to let this go by without reiterating what you just said. So you could have waited until you felt perfect about everything. You felt great about the name. You felt great about all the things. And you might still be here talking about something that you never launched into the world, that never served anybody. It was just an idea. It was just something that you had capacity and passion to do, but you never actually put it out there. And I think that that is such an important lesson for life and also for building stories, because it's not about perfection. It's about I'm showing up with what I have, the best that I have to offer at this point. And that has an impact on people. You know, we don't have to have every single T crossed and every I dotted to go to the next level.
Yeah. So, here's what I will say, though. I do believe that. So this was 2015. If you look back at, if you were posting at 20 in 2015, if you look back at what you posted, I'm sure it looks very different than what you share today. There is the additional pressure of curation, and I'd be the first to acknowledge it, right? There's the additional pressure of the quality, the messaging. And I do believe that it's important, but I do think it was easier for me to just be like, you know what? I'm throwing paint at the wall, whatever masterpiece comes about, we gonna rock with it. And I do realize that it's harder these days for anyone to start a new brand because there's so much out there now where there's a lot of comparison, right? Where it's like, oh, well, is this story going to be enough? Are people going to connect to it? Is it going to get engagement? Is it going to get likes? Are people going to care? And like, that's what's coming with the social media landscape. And even for myself, I'd be the first to say that, like, I've had to go through this year. I went through a creative funk myself because I'm someone who's just accustomed to put out what's on my heart, what I think is important. Again, continuing to take my community on my journey so they continue to feel inspired. But when you have the conversations on beating the algorithm and all that that's tied in it, it makes it hard to experience creative freedom. And that is something I dealt with in this past year and have come out the funk, thankfully. But I'm hearing so much conversation around it, especially for those who may want to start something, but they feel like they do have to check off every box in order to start and put their, you know, use their voice and put their work out into the world.
Yeah, I was talking with Jordan a few episodes back and she's just like, forget that algorithm. I'm telling my story the way that they are. And either you like it, you love it, or you don't. And I'm fine with all of that.
I agree.
That, like, sometimes that's how you got to be. But yeah, that's a really good point, though. It certainly is a different landscape. But I think one thing that's the same is that people resonate with real stuff. Like, real people resonate with real stuff. And we can be encouraged, you know, by that. But I want to also talk about Ari the speaker.
Okay.
I know you get on these stages and these panels and all the things. So let the people know some of the corporations and partners that have brought you in to speak.
Yeah. So having worked in the corporate space, I like to say you could take the girl out the corporate, but not the corporate out the girl. In this past few years since jumping all in, I have honed in a lot on burnout because that is, I mean, let's be real, no secret. I just think that it is more talked about. Mental health is more talked about more comfortably in some spaces and others, maybe not. And a lot of my speaking opportunities came from someone who got it. I actually think working in the corporate space was one of the best decisions I could have made before getting into this entrepreneurship world, because how I'm received as a speaker or even sought is from relatability, where it's like, okay, you worked in HR, you work in these corporate environments, which are very demanding of time, and you can speak to you. My advice is not just like, okay, you gotta practice work-life balance. It's very practical advice, because it's like, no, this is what works. So I do find that, I guess we're coming back full circle to stories, but my storytelling and people knowing that, which I've been sharing more on LinkedIn, that's a space that has allowed me to do that. So when it comes to being a speaker, having a voice, and it has, I've been able to speak, I feel like, in different ways. It could be leading a workshop for a company or a team who needs to learn about X. We can use burnout as an example. It can be at a conference where I'm known for bringing energy into these spaces. So it could be getting the attendees up out of their seats and just having a moment of joy and moving their bodies and just being free in this space that sometimes can be very, robotic, depending on like the industry and things like that. It's been being a keynote speaker, about sharing my story about burnout, how I got out of it, how I even transitioned into, like, what made me want to transition full time. So a lot of it has just played a part in how I've showed up in the past. And now I have the opportunity to speak about not only my expertise, but also my past experiences.
That's great. So we have listeners, a lot of listeners are wondering how to get over stage fright or how to have a better, presence as they're trying to speak and tell stories. So what would you say is your best tip in terms of being a captivating storyteller?
Can I do two?
Sure.
Okay, so what a lot of people may not know, I've shared this once, but maybe I should share it again. So when I was working at Facebook, well, Meta now, I was given an opportunity to be on a stage in front of 8,000 women. And this was actually months before I decided to leave. This was one of the catalysts that made me like, wow, I belong on this stage. And the reason why I got on that stage was because they provided me with the resources and encouragement. Initially, I shut it down. So I am absolutely, like, when it comes to stage fright or just getting anxious being in front of a lot of people, it's me to a T. And I think a lot of people are shocked because I'm a talker, but it's different to do it one-on-one versus having everyone look at you at once. So I had initially shut it down. And we were a couple months out, and they were like, well, what was the largest audience that you've done it for? I was, oh, like 100. They're like, oh, so 8,000 should be like, no problem, easy. I'm like, what? No way. No thanks. And they came to me and they say, hey, we believe that you can do this. We'd like to support you. So I got a speaking coach. And what the speaking coach did, and y'all can look on LinkedIn, there are plenty of speaking coaches that exist. If you're someone who's working in the corporate world, leverage your resources, hit up learning and development and see what partnerships they have. Because it was a case where everyone who actually ended up speaking at that event had a speaking coach. It wasn't just me. So I think that was the other thing. I was feeling a little bit like, oh, like, I don't want to, these are all leaders. And no, every single person down the chain had a speaking coach. So what they did, what that coach did for me was help me be more concise, because sometimes I can think faster than I speak. No, speak faster than I think. So just getting really comfortable with preparation and doing the homework, right? Rehearsing. So that way, when your nerves are hitting there, you at least know that you know what you're going to say, and it's getting past that. And that's something that absolutely helped me. So one, speaking coach. Another, if you're someone who may be excited to do keynotes, one thing that's helped me is having a framework, right? So what you want your audience to leave with is something that's very memorable. Yes, your story is important, and that should lead into whatever you want them to leave with, whatever action you want them to take. But having an acronym and kind of using that to guide them on how they can take action is something that has, like, hit home for me. So recently I was in Curacao, the country Curacao, and I spoke about the power of pause and pausing. And PAUSE was my acronym. And I took them through steps, P-A-U. And it was something that be very memorable to them. So that will be my second one. It's like, see how you can help organize your thoughts, but then also the action items that your audience can leave with that's memorable.
Brilliant. That, listen, I hope you're taking notes out there. Ari, this has been amazing. I'm so grateful that we were able to carve out some time. So let us know where we can find you online, where we can learn more about your coaching programs and also your corporate wellness programs.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much for your support in creating this space. You can find me. I'm in these social media streets. So if you're on LinkedIn, definitely follow me on LinkedIn. I do give wellness tips there. So you're encouraged while you scroll. Also Instagram. Similarly, if you would like to go to my website where I have more details on my offerings, like my 28-day lean program for women, like corporate wellness partnerships and what that can look like, you can head to my website, www.jimhookey.com. I am literally a message or ping away. If there's anything that any partnership that you're interested in or help you need, I got you.
Love it. Thank you, Ari.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for listening to Business Storytelling Made Easy. Are you a forward-thinking corporate leader looking to leverage the power of story to grow profits, boost awareness, and maximize impact? My agency would love to serve you. We offer workshops and consulting services that teach brands how to define and communicate their brand story. Let's connect. You can find me today on LinkedIn at Kelly D. Parker or online at kellydparker.com. Bye.